Okay, so a lot of people have asked me recently, shailas, that relate to the concept of to'us akum, that a guy makes a mistake to your advantage. So what is your halachic responsibility, if any? You order something on Amazon and you get three of them, or something like that, although if it's on Amazon, it's probably a Jew. But let's assume that you get something from a nachri, and they make a mistake in the cheshbon. So what exactly is your level of responsibility? So there is some misunderstanding around this topic, so I thought it would be a good topic to talk about. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel tells us, minayin legezel kanani shuas, or how do I know that gezel kanani is us? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Sefer Vayikra to tell me that you're not allowed to steal from a Nachri. There's a Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, that seems to indicate that stealing from a Nachri may be mutter. The Smag points out, and also say Kuf Nun Dbeis, Va'afil, the Divrei Omer, Perakam HaKabel, Shagzelo, Shalgoi Mutter, that even the Shita in Bab Metzia Kuf Yud Aleph, who holds a Gezel HaGoi is mutter, Zeu Begoi Shetziar Oli Yisrael. That's only if it's an anti Semite that's done terrible things to the Jewish people. Avil Bechinam, Av Humo the Shasel Exol HaGoi. But it's just Stama, a regular guy, didn't do anything to hurt you. For sure, you're not allowed to steal from a guy. How do we paskin? Do we paskin Gezel a guy is Aser? So the Rambam is unequivocal about this. In Hilchus Gzel Vaveda Parakal of Halach Alf and Beis, the Rambam writes, Kola Gozel is Chaveru Shavapruta over below Sase, Shenemar Alo Sigzel. Then he goes on to say, Vaasu Ligzel Kol Shudin Torah, Afilu Goy Ovir Avodazara Asu Gazola Ashko, Vim Gazol Ashko Yachsir, that a person is not allowed to steal even from a guy over avodah zarah. The Rambam again in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol Agonev Mamon Mishaver Pruto Maila over Alosase, Shenemar Alos Ignovu. And then he goes on to say, Ve'echad Agonev Mamon Yisrael, Lo Agonev Mamon Goy over avodah zarah, Ve'echad Agonev as a gadol as a katan. Doesn't matter if you're stealing from a Jew, from a non-Jew, whether you're stealing from a gadol or katan, person is going to be in violation of the isra of stealing when one steals from a non-Jew. And this is all possible in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Mem Chesiv Beis, as well as Simen Shin Nun Tes Seif Aleph, that it's very, very clear that one is not allowed to steal from a guy. Rav Shechter often points out that this is something that we need to say. We cannot assume that people know this, because apparently not everybody knows this. So it's something that we need to say, we need to point it out, and anyone who's ever going to be in a position of Rabbanus, it needs to be mentioned in a drush or in a shir at least once a year, where you remind people that Judaism believes that we are not allowed to steal from anybody. What about a ta'us? What about when there's a mistake that's made? So the Gemara in Baba Kama goes on to discuss that avedas muteres, that even though gezel is aser, if a guy loses an aveda, then lechal avedas achicha leachicha atamachsuviyat atamachsu lekanani, that you do hashavas aveda to a fellow Jew, but there's no din of hashavas aveda to a kanani. Then the Gemara quotes a brisa that Reb Pinchas ben Yair Omer b'makom sheishchil Hashem afilu avedas aser, that in a case of chil Hashem, then even aveda is going to be aser, then even a Aveda for a Nachri is going to be required. Then the Gemara quotes Amar Shmuel that just like Avedaso Muteres, if you find an Aveda that belongs to a Nachri, it's Mutter, to Uso Muteres. If he makes a mistake in the Cheshbon, it's going to be Mutter. The Rambam likewise paskins in Hilchos Gzeilu Aveda Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ta'us Hagoy Ke Avedaso Umuteres, that a ta'us that a guy makes is like an aveda, and therefore it's mutter. The Rambam goes on, Gzeilu Aveda Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam writes that about a hashavas aveda to a nachri, and normally when you do hashavas aveda to a guy, he says hamachzira hareza over avera, because you're machzik yedei rishay olam, you're encouraging the rishay olam. But if you're machzir the kadesh es Hashem, but if you do a hashavas aveda in order to create a kiddush Hashem, kiddush yifaru es yisol v'yedu shem balei amuna, that people will realize that Jewish people are trustworthy people, are raising meshubach, then it's a good thing to do. So he basically has three categories. There's a category where there's a chilul Hashem for not returning, then you must return it. There's a category of kiddush Hashem, if you do return it, then it's laudable to return it. And then there's a category where it's neither a chilul Hashem for not, nor a kiddush Hashem for yes returning it. Let's say you're anonymous, he's anonymous, no one knows that you're Jewish or not, so then he says Shabbos Aveda is going to be Asr. Now, how do I define what's called the Chilul Hashem? So the Bach in Choshen Mishpat writes, it means that he's going to realize that a Jew had found the Aveda. He won't know which Jew, but he'll know that a Jew had found the Aveda, and therefore he's going to believe that Ein Emunah B'Yisrael, that the Jewish people are not trustworthy people. La Halacha, the Rambam holds that Tolos Akum is Muteres. However, the Rambam says, Lehat Oso, to cause him to make a mistake, to do something that will deceive him and therefore cause him to give you extra money, that is Aser. The Rambam writes, V'chein Aser Lahatos Esagoy B'cheshbon. This is in Hilchus Geneva, Perek Zayin Alach Ches. You're not allowed to be Mata a Nachri. And again in Gezeilev Avedo, Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, V'hu Shetam Me'atzmo, it's going to be Mutter, Aval Lahatos O, Aser. To cause him to make a mistake, that's going to be Aser. The Torah disagrees. Torah writes, Aval Ta'uso Kigon, this is in Chosh Mishpas Mishin Memches, Aval Ta'uso Kigon, La'atoso B'cheshbon, Olafki Alva Aso, Mutter. So the Ramah quotes both opinions. The Ramah in Shin Memches Sif Beis writes that Ta'uso V'chavim Kigon La'atoso B'cheshbon, Olafki Alva Aso, Mutter. If a guy makes a mistake, it's Mutter to keep it. Obelvach Le'odea Lo Deleka Chil Hashem, provided there will be no Chil Hashem. V'yesh omrim da'asu lahatoso elim tameatzmo shari. Some say that it's asur to be matahim. How do we paskin? So the Ramah quotes these two opinions. So where does that leave us? So the Tshuvas Binyamin Ze'ev in Simon Taftes, he writes, Nirla niyaz daiti lomer d'mishum kiddush Hashem yesh l'kol echad ve'echad v'yisrael lachzor l'goy ta'uso afilu duhu atzmo ta'a. He says not only is lahatoso asur, which is normally the way most of the Achronim assume, but even if it was a ta'us akum, one should go out of their way to return ta'us of a guy. Mishum d'she'eris Yisrael lo yasa avlov lo yidabru chazov lo yimtza b'fiyam loshen tamiz. That the Jewish people are an honest people, and we always have to. So it's not about ben adam l'chaveru, it's about ben adam l'atzmo. It's about maintaining your own sense of integrity, your own sense of honesty. Ve'in lahatos shumbria lo yishmal v'lo guy. And then the Binyamin Zev writes, Didi had yot avuvda. I had a ma'aser shoy with me. I'm goy echad. Shetah me'atzmo b'schorah shemacharti lo. I was selling him something. He made a mistake. He gave me extra change. V'nasal liyaser. V'halachti etzel kama goyim b'toch hashuk v'chzartim lo. And I went around looking for him. I went to all the goyim in the shuk and I returned it. V'amru agoyim zeim zer ru'u kama emuna yesh li yisraelim. And the nachrim in the shuk were saying, look how trustworthy Jewish people are. U'bevaday hu etzli shayosham kiddush Hashem yizbarach berabim. And that turned out to be a great kiddush shem shemayim. This is reminiscent of what the Baragola writes in Simon Shin Mem Chesiv Beis, where the Baragola writes, v'anikosiv zos l'doros shariisi rabim gadlu v'ashiru min tol sheyitu ha'akum v'lo etzlichu v'yordu nechseyem l'timayon. He says, I've seen a lot of people make a lot of money off of mistakes that Goyim made, and they all lost all of their money. V'lo inichu achareyem bracha, there's no bracha that remains from all that they did, and you're not going to come out ahead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. You're not going to come out ahead by being dishonest with anybody. When we've asked Moreno of Shechter Shlita about, forget about Lahatoso, which is for sure we pass in the Zasser, like that one of those Deos in the Ramah, but we've asked him even about Tos, he says, it says in Shulchan Aruch you have to return it. So you mean the Baragola and all these others, that of course you have to return Tos Akum. And many other poskim as well have a similar opinion. What might be a more interesting Shaila, maybe for a different time, is that a Shaila recently where someone was working for somebody else, and the ta'us was on the boss's cheshbon. So can you return the ta'us akum, or should you return the ta'us akum when it's on the boss's cheshbon, when it's not in your cheshbon? So if you hold that you're doing a mitzvah chasidus and a kiddush shem shemayim, maybe you're supposed to do that when it's on your cheshbon, but are you allowed to do that on somebody else's cheshbon? Rav Shechter thought in that case also that it's the person is mechuyev to do it, and therefore, even if you're working for somebody else, mechuyev to do it, that we should be guided by a sense of honesty and integrity. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.